Hello, welcome to the English program. Well, we have a story for you in just a moment. It's called An Uncomfortable Bed. Before we begin, just to let you know, this is the English program. We're broadcasting live here, and we welcome you to write in, for example, on our Twitter page, and tell us what you think of the story. twitter.com/EnglishRadio. One autumn, I went to stay for a particular season with some friends in a chateau in Picardy. My friends were fond of practical joking, as all my friends are. I do not care to know any other sort of people. When I arrived, they gave me a princely reception, which at once roused distrust in my breast. We had lots of entertainment. They embraced me, they cajoled me, as if they expected to have great fun at my expense. I said to myself, "Look out, old ferret, they have something in preparation for you." During the dinner, the mirth was excessive, far too great, in fact. I thought, here are people who take a double share of amusement, and apparently without any reason. They must be looking out in their own minds for some good bit of fun. Assuredly, I am to be the victim of the joke. Attention. During the entire evening, everyone laughed in an exaggerated fashion. I could smell a practical joke in the air. But what was it? I was watchful. I was restless. I did not let a word or a meaning or a gesture escape me. Everyone seemed to me to be an object of suspicion. I even looked distrustfully at the faces of the servants. Well, the hour rang for going to bed, and the whole household came to escort me to my room. Why? Well, anyway, they all finally called to me, "Good night." So I went to the apartment, shut the door, and remained standing, without moving a single step, holding the wax candle in my hand. I could hear laughter and whispering in the corridor. Without doubt, they were spying on me. I cast a glance around the walls, the furniture, the ceiling, the hangings, the floor, everywhere. I saw nothing to justify suspicion. I could hear people moving about outside my door. I had no doubt they were looking through the keyhole. Then an idea came into my head. My candle was suddenly gone, went out, left me in the darkness. Then I went across to the mantelpiece. I lighted all the wax candles that were on it. After that, I cast another glance around me without discovering anything. So I advanced with short steps, carefully examining the apartment. Nothing. I inspected every article, one after the other. Still nothing. I went over to the window. The shutters, large wooden shutters, they were open. I shut them with great care, and then drew the curtains, enormous velvet curtains, and I placed a chair in front of them, so as to have nothing to fear from without. Then I cautiously sat down. Well, what can I say about the armchair? Absolutely solid. I did not venture to get into the bed. However, time was flying, and I ended by coming to the conclusion that I was ridiculous. If they were spying on me, as I supposed they must, while waiting for the success of the joke they had been preparing for me, they must have been laughing enormously at me. So I made up my mind to go to bed. Now, this bed was particularly suspicious looking. I pulled at the curtains. They seemed to be secure. All the same, I did sense danger. I was going perhaps to receive a cold shower bath from overhead, or perhaps the moment I stretched myself out to find myself sinking under the floor with my mattress. I searched in my memory for all the practical jokes of which I had ever had any experience. I did not want to be caught. Ah, certainly not, certainly not. Then I suddenly bethought myself of a precaution, which I consider one of extreme efficacy. I caught hold of the side of the mattress and very slowly drew it toward me. It came my way, followed by the sheet and the rest of the bedclothes. I dragged all these objects into the very middle of the room, facing the entrance door. I made my bed over again as best I could at some distance from the suspected bedstead and the corner which had filled me with such anxiety. Then I extinguished all the candles. Then I slipped under the bedclothes. For at least another hour, I remained totally awake, starting at the slightest sound. Everything seemed quiet in the chateau. I fell asleep. I must have been in a deep, deep sleep for a long time. But all of a sudden, I was awakened with the start, a fall of something tumbling right on top of me, and, at the same time, I received something burning, a dreadful noise, as if a sideboard laden with plates and dishes has somehow fallen down. I was very uncomfortable. I stretched out my hand to find out what the nature was of this thing which was falling on me. I felt a face, a nose, whiskers. Then, with all my strength, I tried to move it. I immediately received a hail of coughings, which made me jump straight out of the soaked sheets and rush in my nightshirt into the corridor, the door of which was open. It was broad daylight. Well, the noise brought all my friends hurrying into the apartment, and we found sprawling over my improvised bed the dismayed valet, who, while bringing me my morning cup of tea, had tripped over this obstacle in the middle of the floor, fallen on his stomach, spilling, in spite of himself, my breakfast all over me. The precautions I had taken in closing the shutters and going to sleep in the middle of the room had only brought about the interlude I had been striving to avoid. How they all laughed all that day. This is the English program. We hope you enjoyed that little classic story there. Don't forget, you can get in touch with us and tell us what you thought at twitter.com/englishradio, or you can go to our blog, englishradio.blogspot.com.